The best benefit of owning less. Yes, I love the idea of open, clutter-free spaces and the ability to cut my monthly spending down. But minimalism for me has always been about time. Time to do whatever I want, which is easier said than done as a mother. That's why the best benefit of owning less is having more time. When you own less, you don't have to organize as much, store things, clean, worry about ruining objects, or even be in stores as often. In fact, once you make the habit of owning and consuming less, large pockets of time will suddenly appear. In my life, this happened just recently. By consuming less, I was able to start my own local tutoring business, write a book, and create a blog. Yes, that meant that instead of shopping or organizing things, I worked on creating lesson plans and marketing myself. Instead of consuming news or social media, I drafted and collaborated on a book. Instead of worrying about what other people thought and buying excess, I got frugal and invested in my own business and passions. As a new mother, I cut out so many trivial activities that I actually had more productive time than ever before. Can you imagine? Time can be worked incredibly easily if you're willing to see the best benefit of owning less. The best benefit of owning less is saving time. Less time on choices. Not sure what to wear again this morning? When you only have 33 items in your closet each season, the choice is much easier and more efficient. I rarely spend more than 1 minute contemplating what to wear. I also have less cosmetics, which saves me a considerable amount of time each evening and morning. You might like to read about my simple morning and evening skincare routine. That will also save you time. Less time spent in actual stores. I rarely enter Target anymore. I found that I rarely needed anything from that store. Don't get me wrong. I love Target. I think I loved it a little too much, and that's why I just had to avoid it. Now, if I need food, I go to a grocery store. If I need an electronic or clothes, I order online, preferably quality and secondhand. I can't remember the last time I was actually in a mall. I don't window shop. I keep a list and stick to it. This saves me time avoiding stores altogether and also while shopping. Less time cleaning. Please don't assume that my home is spotless because I love to declutter. I live with a toddler. Let's be realistic. However, cleaning and picking up has become less time consuming because there are less items to clean. I don't have to pick up 50 different toys, just 15. Dusting around a collection of 50 different DVDs takes a lot longer than dusting around zero. Having less objects in your home makes cleanup a breeze and so simple even a toddler can help. Less time spent driving. When you are consuming less, you drive less. I don't need to go to 3 different stores on a Saturday. I don't need to go out to eat when I have all the ingredients and a husband who loves to cook. Less time worrying about things that don't matter. When you have less stuff, you can actually focus on things that matter. I used to care about how big our house was, or what people thought about the clothes I was wearing, or how big the diamond on my engagement ring was. Definitely not what matters, and slightly embarrassing to admit in public. You'd be surprised how much mental time and energy goes into portraying a certain lifestyle with our stuff, while continually feeling like you are inadequate. Don't get me wrong, I like to dress nicely and buy quality items. I just try not to worry about things anymore, and I stopped consuming in excess. Stuff is just stuff, and most of it can be replaced. Final words. If you focus on time, you'll see that consuming excess stuff is a complete waste, and that's why it's the best benefit of owning less. Don't you want to free up your Saturdays instead of cleaning out your boat, organizing your garage, or decluttering your pantry? Start a few minimalism habits, and you'll be well on your way to saving yourself time, the only thing you can't get more of on this earth. Please join the discussion. How has owning less saved you time? The author is Maria Helcomb. Hope you enjoyed the post.